Padmasta Sada.
1. Listen to the text about positioning patients after stroke.
After a stroke, you may have less ability to move certain parts of your body on your own. This can lead to a number of problems, such as pressure sores, chest infections, blood clots in the legs, blood clots that travel to the lungs, pulmonary embolism, urinary tract infections, constipation, less range of motion in a joint, permanent muscle shortening, contracture, partial separation of your shoulder joint, muscle shrinkage, blood pressure problems, swelling, chronic pain and infected limb or muscle spasticity.
Getting in and out of bed as soon as possible after your stroke can reduce the chances of having these problems. You may be at risk of some of these problems even if you are able to get out of bed for part of the day. A carer will need to help you change your position every few hours. Your positioning needs will depend on how severe your stroke was and which parts of your body were affected.
Position objects in your room so that your affected side gets as much stimulation as possible. Make the stroke-affected side of your body work harder. To do this, you should
arrange the furniture in the room so you have to turn your head toward your injured side for eye contact.
Set up your bed so you get in and out of it with your affected arm and leg.
Place your table on your affected side for meals so you have to look past your area of vision problems.
Place your TV so you have to turn your affected side when watching.
Tell visitors and medical carers to approach you from your affected side.
You may need help turning your head toward your affected side right after the stroke. In time, you will be able to do this on your own.
Your physical therapist may show you other positions that are safe and comfortable for you. You may need to use supports like wedge pillows. You may also need slings or braces to help keep your arm and leg in a safe position.